Just to give you an idea of the range of levels and locations that anti-Semitism hatred takes place, let's just look at the incidents from this year so far here in New Jersey. June 27th in Millburn, stone was thrown through the window of a synagogue. On June 13th in Lacey Township, swastika vandalism found on a bench on the Barnegat Branch Trail, which is in Ocean County. April 20th in Fort Lee, New Jersey, man was charged with harassment after threatening a Jewish customer at a Dunkin' Donuts, telling him that, quote, Jews are responsible for COVID-19. April 3rd in Springfield, New Jersey, Shabbat services held on Zoom by Temple Sherei Shalom were disrupted with anti-Semitic pictures and remarks. March 2nd in Montclair, a teacher at Montclair High School discovered two swastikas and an anti-Semitic phrase etched into a plastic seat at the school, demonstrating that anti-Semitism has no age boundaries. February 20th in Howell, trash cans and dumpsters outside a Jewish-owned business were defaced with swastika graffiti. February 8th of this year in North Bergen, swastika vandalism found on the back seat of a jitney. That's one of those little buses that bounce around throughout the town. A day earlier, on February 7th in Jackson, New Jersey, a Jewish-owned business was defaced with swastika graffiti and the phrase white power. And again, those are just the incidents that we know of so far for this year, 2020. Which makes me think that the fear expressed by the Anti-Defamation League, which I think is worthy of agreement, that the rate of increase we saw of anti-Semitism when you compare 2019 with 2018, that's going to look mild when you compare what we wind up with in 2020 versus 2019. But this is one of those times where I really hope I'm wrong on that.